We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Thanks for hanging out with us. It is the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. I still haven't learned any lessons from last year. Do you remember last year during that like huge snowstorm that happened? And then we had like piles and piles of snow. I didn't have like a sled or a shovel. Couldn't even get up my driveway. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I made this video of my son where I put him into like a plastic container and was dragging him around the yard.
Yep, the little whatever it was.
Still didn't have a shovel and still had no snow gear. Luckily, my brother moved from Chicago to Florida, and he's like, well, I don't need all this snow gear. So I had a bunch of snow gear for my nephews, but they're like 6 and 8, and my kid is not 2 yet.
Oh.
So I had like the snow gear.
So it's like really big.
So big. You look like the biggest marshmallow ever. I was so unprepared for the snow yesterday.
That's so cute.
But he was adorable, and he got to run in the snow, and he kept falling because the stuff, like the boots were too big. The stuff was so big. So he would just like run and then like kaput, flop in the snow, and it was so much fun.
Maybe by the next snow, you'll have it together.
My wife does go, this stuff works. He's having fun.
He's fine.
He's just rolling around. And I felt that like feeling that all parents talk about, and it's my first time feeling it. You have to put so much crap on. Like, you have to put these snow pants on, then we had to like makeshift tie it, and then the jacket and the gloves and the hats, and it all gets soaked, and then you play for like 15 minutes.
It's kind of a pain, yeah.
Yeah, and then he's like, then he looks around, he's like, done. Like, no, dude, it took us 45 minutes to put this stuff on. You can't just play for 15 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Done. Let's go inside. Nope. I want to do hot chocolate.
So what, you send him in and you hang out there by yourself?
No, I was cold as hell. I was glad he said done. I was just annoyed that it took me so long.
Right.
But then we got to make snowman pancakes and drink hot chocolate. Yeah, he loved it. And then, we went to see the Polar Express around Christmas time. And they do the hot chocolate, and he loves that song now. So then we made the hot chocolate. He kept saying, hot, 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 hot chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute. I was trying to find a picture of what my man built with his kids.
Oh, yeah.
They built a snow white castle, like a snow castle.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, were they serving belly bottoms out of there?
They packed snow in like a Rubbermaid containers, and they built a castle.
That's like legit. That's a nice castle. We should post it up on Instagram.
That is nice.
All right, we can post it.
It was the perfect snow to build things.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that compactable snow to build a snowman and a lot of it.
Yeah.
I saw that in my neighborhood, too. You know, my kids didn't go out because now they're kind of like teenagers and they don't care.
Okay,
they don't care anymore.
You know, but we did make snow ice cream, but like dry, you know.
Oh, did you make snow ice cream?
Just kind of walking around and taking the dog out. Kids were out making snowmen, and they were big snowmen, like ones I haven't seen that size before. So that was the neat thing about yesterday's snow.
That's awesome. How was your day, Alex?
I felt like a lot of slush in my area.
Yeah,
maybe I'm
slushy.
Wrong. It didn't seem like snowman snow to me.
Really?
Right? Yeah, I mean.
Well, you got to like really roll it together.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really give it my all out there yesterday.
I think you probably did.
It explains a lot.
It was a good day for me,
you know. Just kind of caught up on some things around the house.
So you did nothing.
I didn't do it.
Good for you.
Alice does not have kids. Alice is like,
you shouldn't.
I dried the dog's feet off when they came in from the slush.
There you go.
I had a cold binge watching day.
Damn right.
Alex was code word for someone who's like talking to his boss, like, you know, I didn't give it my all, but I did a little bit. No, you didn't do it. We're gonna go give it our all for this show.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, let's hear it. How about some fun things coming to the Botanical Garden? I didn't realize the Orchid Show. The Orchid Show! It's so pretty and it smells so good in there. It's a tradition in a brand new space as the Orchid Show returns to its home at the Jack C. Taylor Visitor Center Conservatory. So for most of the year, the garden's permanent orchid collection are in the greenhouses where they're cared for by the horticulture staff. The annual Orchid Show is your once-a-year opportunity to see hundreds of blooming plants on public display. So that's coming up at the Botanical Garden. Also, I just got a message about the Dale Chihuly is coming to the Botanical Garden.
Ooh.
Chihuly in the Garden. Yeah, it's so beautiful, stuff they have.
I got to see it a couple years ago in Arizona their Botanical Gardens.
Yep.
It is extremely impressive. You got to see it. It's incredible. What he can do with that glass is just unbelievable.
So there'll be 18 dramatic installations throughout the garden's grounds. Chihuly's work is created in a environment where he enhances the beauty of nature and amplifies the appreciation of the natural world. Chihuly in the Garden is coming in May to Botanical Garden.
That's awesome. Definitely brings some joy to people.
Amen.
Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Oh, well, Kim Kardashian's 9-year-old is going to be in a movie. I'll tell you what movie she's going to be in at 6:22.
The music you hear on Y98.
You know the saying, kids say the darnest things. They are the most honest, blunt thing that ever existed. Mm. And sometimes kids say something in public that has you going, oh no, oh no. That happened to Julie. We'll tell that story in less than 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Before we get to the most handsome man in the world, let's talk about Northwest. I like this term, the Nepo baby, the nepotism baby. To hit the spotlight is Northwest. She'll make her movie debut in Paw Patrol in the sequel. The 9-year-old will lend her voice to the animated flick alongside her famous mom, Kim Kardashian, who's reprising her role as Dolores from the 2021 film. North's little brother, Saint, also has a cameo. They'll join Kristen Bell, James Marsden, and Serena Williams in the sequel, which opens in theaters in October.
Super cute. I wish, though, like, you could do whatever you want, and the Kardashians are going to do whatever they want.
Exactly.
But, like, they don't need, like, I defended the Kardashians last week or whatever.
Yeah.
They're popular criticism. They have really good business mind. I wish their kids wouldn't be in the entertainment world. It's a nasty world.
Mm.
The Kardashians have been ridiculed so much, like, man, I wish their kids wouldn't do movies. And
that's crazy because somebody was just saying that they won't. It was like two actors and they have kids. They're like, you can't be an actor until you graduate college or something like that.
It's just really a nasty, nasty world for kid stars. Like, they can have them do anything they want. Like, don't put them in that world, please.
I know.
Well, they're catching enough criticism and everything else as it is already. I know that they get a lot of like, I guess, not necessarily lashback, but like, I know she's on TikTok and does the TikToks with Kim, and they're kind of, some of them are kind of
mean. Yeah.
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 And some of the comments on there and things like that, it's like, imagine what they're going to take from the rest of this.
Yeah. Right. They're already bullied enough because of who their parents are. Just keep them out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's cool for the kids. They probably wanted to do it. They probably love Paw Patrol. It's a cool moment.
I
get it.
Fun.
But man, please don't become a child actor because it's a nasty world.
Yeah. Those poor little billionaire babies.
Yeah.
Right. actor Regé Jean Page, the hottie from Bridgerton, the first season, is the most handsome man in the world.
According to science.
Exactly. So a cosmetic surgeon has found that his face is 93.65% perfect in terms of that golden ratio. The concept measures the symmetry of your face and determines your apparent attractiveness. Other hunky men who follow close behind Paige, Chris Hemsworth has a 93% ratio, and Michael B. Jordan also has 93%. So nice job. Wow. Oh, Harry Styles is in fourth. And then there's a British soccer player, which I'm now going to Google, Jude Bellingham. You guys know who that is?
No.
No.
Well, apparently he's in fifth place, so he is going into my Google bar
is it all
right
about
now.
Symmetry, like your
face?
Yeah,
put my face in there. Let me see what I get.
you got a 2%, so nice job.
So don't let her do that. I think you're probably in like the at least 80th percentile.
That dude's the sexiest dude on the planet, and Emily still doesn't like love him. Loves like
right,
Jean-Pierre.
Right, yeah.
that's your Hollywood hashtag.
What did your kids say that made you go, oh no, I love you, honey, but oh no. Kids say the funniest things right after Lewis Capaldi. I love this song. It's Forget Me.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years.
The polls are open.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie poll of the day. Netflix said they're going to start cracking down on password sharing by March. They're going to start charging you, fining you if you're password sharing.
So annoying.
Let's admit it. Have you ever shared your password or used someone else's password for streaming?
Of course. Who doesn't do that?
Right. Who do you exchange with?
So my boyfriend has my Hulu.
Okay.
And I have my mom's Apple TV Plus. And I have my boyfriend's HBO Max.
Everyone's got a little bit of something. Yeah. Everyone's got one. Okay?
Everyone shares.
Yeah, it's like with our family. So we have the Netflix, but our in-laws borrow it so we can get their Disney Plus.
Yeah.
My daughter has the Apple. So we kind of piggyback on that as she lives here. So that's kind of, you know, lives with us. So
we got that going for us.
So yeah.
I like that Kevin says the
Apple.
The Facebook.
The Netflix.
Exactly. The Netflix. So yeah, we've been sharing for a long time.
I do share with the in-laws too. Like my wife's family does some passwords, like HBO Max, I think.
Oh yeah.
And then we get their HBO Max and then we give them like our Apple TV or whatever it is. Alex, I know you've had some incidents with exes and passwords.
I have had those. I've gotten those all taken care of now. We've got those all swapped out.
What, they like had your passwords?
No,
he was using theirs.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh,
yeah. For me, the real answer to this is, whose password don't I use for streaming?
Apparently, man.
I do not have, never have
used
had
them.
My own login. I've always just been logged in on somebody else's, whether that's an ex.
He was using his ex's, and his girlfriend came in and was like, I'm switching all these passwords to at least mine.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I mean, it's like,
that's so funny. You
know, he's like, go ahead.
Exactly.
I need a password, so give me a new password.
As long as you're not just logging me out to log me out, we don't have a backup password to get us back in. All right, I'm okay with that.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
So everyone uses someone else's passwords on the show. Mm-hmm. We're all criminals.
Yep.
The polls are open. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98.
At 7:10, we have a special announcement that may or may not have something to do with that girl right there, Taylor Swift. and it's all about next week. Oscar nominations came out, and we were talking about just movies and biggest movies of all time. And Kevin has the most quoted movies of all time.
These are the most quotable films, so I'm going to give you a quote. I'm going to read a quote. You're going to say your name and tell me what movie that quote is from. It's very easy. For example, one of the most quoted movies ever is this quote. The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about... Julie, what is it?
Fight Club.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
He broke the first rule. Just
Tell me the name of the movie and the quote if you can. That's easier.
Did Julie just score a point? I thought that was an example.
Nope, I got a point. Move on.
Oh,
what's
my
the second
God.
Question?
I thought that was an example. The rules were being said. All right, game on. Fight Club has officially started.
Game on.
Let's go.
Your second most quotable movie quote. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Brett.
Godfather.
Is that the Godfather?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yes, it is.
I said it just like that, too.
Yeah. Say hello to my little friend.
I thought that was you.
She always gets Scarface, and the Godfather, and Goodfellas.
It is the same movie.
All right. Your next most quotable movie quote. We are the knights that say knee.
Oh,
Julie.
Alex.
That is the Monty Python.
And Monty Python's what?
I know what it's called.
The Holy Grail.
We have a knight who say me.
Very good. All right.
So we all have a point right
Everybody's
now.
Got a point
even
right
though
now.
Julie got a point during the example.
She's got what you're talking about.
All right. Your next most quotable movie quote. Surely you can't be serious.
Alex. Airplane.
Surely you can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
And I
get a point too, don't
Kevin,
I?
Kevin remembered because I think on the pre-show show, it was earlier this week. He was talking to, he knew my favorite movie was Airplane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Really?
I also got a point on that because I said the second line.
Well, surely you can't be serious.
Right. Don't call me Shirley.
Okay.
I love that part.
Your next most quotable movie quote?
This quotable movie quote. You got to stop saying the word quote twice. It's irking me this morning.
Okay, the most quotable movie. That is so fetch.
Julie.
Brett.
Alex.
What is that movie called? She's dancing with the Santa hat on. It's called Mean Girls.
Mean Girls.
That is so fetch.
All right, just a couple more then. You do the most quotable quote.
No, stop saying quote twice.
All right. My name is Inigo Montoya.
Alex.
Julie.
Alex. Princess Bride.
Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Prepare to die. You know that guy, by the way, is a singer, and he's a really good singer.
Manny
Patinkin?
Like
yeah, he's
Tony
a really
Award
good
winner.
Jazzy singer.
That's right. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Who knew?
All right. Just
everyone's trying to like get extra points.
All right, exactly. Just
yeah, you don't get extra points for buttering Kevin up. Yeah. He doesn't care.
I do. I mean, I just yelled at him for saying quote twice. I'm not buttering him up at all.
Just a couple more. It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
What is that?
Oh, man.
Something with Brad Pitt?
No.
Something with Johnny, what's his face? Johnny, what's his face is in it?
Is it Home Alone?
No, but it does take place in Chicago.
Is it a race car movie?
No, it's not a race car movie, but
they're racing.
They are racing to get somewhere.
Right.
To get to a gig. It's a Saturday Night Live group, very big in the late 70s.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. How do none of us have
know
this?
Know this, yeah.
All right. It's the Blues Brothers.
Oh, it does.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
All right.
That's a bad mess.
Haven't seen that for a while.
All right, you think one more?
Yeah, yep. One more.
One more, all right. This is a tough one, because this is one that if you haven't seen the film, I don't think you'll know, but we'll see.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
All right.
Okay, good.
All right. No touchy.
No touchy.
No touchy. In fact, I'll even play you the audio.
What is never said in my house when my boyfriend comes over?
No touchy.
Don't know.
Oh, Julie. It's that little guy with his little minions. Is
no,
it Minions?
No, it's not Minions, but it is an animated film.
No touchy. Play it again.
Came out in 2000.
No touchy.
Disney
movie?
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, no.
Frozen.
No, it's The Emperor's New Groove. That's why I was like,
I was
really shocked that was...
Where's Terminator?
How about that twist?
It's not on there.
The Emperor's New Groove.
Kevin, you gave us the last one? Yeah, Kevin, you gave us this as the last one?
This game sucks.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Next time, no touchy for Kevin.
This feels like so real.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
About 3 minutes from now, we have a cool announcement that we're going to tell you all about, and it might have something to do with Taylor Swift. But first, we got to do Keep It Moving. How Keep It Moving works is I read a story that is trending on the internet, and Julie either tells me keep it moving or tell me more based off her level of interest. How about this? 3D printed homes is now a thing.
Oh, what does that even mean?
That's what they're doing now. They're making 3D printed homes. I guess they're printed all over the world, and now they're really becoming popular in the United States. There is a town in Georgetown, Texas, that has 100 different homes, and in Phoenix, a company's doing it too. For less than $300,000, they use these machines that make them in 60 days, actually, to create a home.
Really?
So no carpenters needed. They're just doing it all via technology. They say it's a safe way and a cheaper way to build a home.
Oh, well, that'd be cool. I mean, it especially if it's going to help like people that need a cheaper house.
Yeah, like lower income housing and stuff like that. Yeah,
with the efficiency type stuff. Like, you know, all the efficiency, like things that around the home. I wonder how that's different there, but that's cool.
Yeah,
they
said
they can do it in 60 days, where it normally takes 8 months to build a typical house.
Dang,
so it's so much faster. Yeah,
that's nuts.
Oreo has a new flavor.
Keep it moving. I hate when they do flavors. Just keep the old flavor.
Okay.
Nobody cares about your popcorn flavor Oreos.
Bet you'd want to hear if it was Cheez-Its.
I would.
Sad months.
What'd you say?
Sad months. You want to know how long you're sad?
No. Keep it moving.
Dang, you know,
positive.
Like anything.
Give me something positive.
An app that will help you connect to dead people like JFK.
Mm. Ooh. Okay, I guess you can tell me about that. That sounds negative, though.
There's an iPhone app called Historical Figures, and they use artificial intelligence to allow you to have conversations with historical figures for a fee. You could talk to Jesus. You could ask JFK who assassinated him. It's got all these different things.
Wow. That's weird. Talk to Jesus.
Yeah. So if you want to talk to Jesus on an app. There's now an app for it.
Why not?
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I don't even know if you can debate it anymore. The biggest artist on the planet is Taylor Swift. She literally broke Ticketmaster because you couldn't get tickets. And one of the only places to get tickets to Taylor Swift is with Y98.
Oh my gosh. And you're not just going to get tickets. You're going to score like this major, major trip to go see Taylor Swift too.
In freaking Vegas.
Yes.
So starting next week on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we are going to have tickets to see Taylor Swift in Vegas, a flyaway vacation to see Taylor Swift, the biggest artist on the planet. You just have to listen for the song of the day.
Yeah, so we will tell you what the song of the day is every single day, and we'll tell you when to listen to play it. Are we going to play it before 10 a.m.? Is that
before
how we do it?
Before 10 a.m., yeah. Yep. So you have to listen at this exact time, starting on Monday at 7:10. We'll announce what the song of the day is, so you know it. The only way you're going to be able to have the advantage to scoring these tickets is to listen at 7:10 every single day to know the song of the day. Do you need the info so you can get hooked up with the Taylor Swift tickets?
And everybody who qualifies, you get like $50 to Arch Apparel. So you get a really cool prize anyway to qualify, and then you could win this grand prize of a trip to Vegas to see Taylor Swift perform.
It all starts on Monday, a chance to fly away to Vegas to see Taylor Swift with the song of the day. At 7:10, we'll announce our first song of the day. Let's do the Megamind question of the day.
Megaminds!
In the 1960s, nearly 50% of kids did this. Now it's down to 13%.
Oh my gosh. This was hard.
In like, what year? What was the year?
The 60s.
1960s, 50s, yep. Way back in the day, kids used to do it all the time. Now kids don't want to do this anymore.
They don't want to do it anymore? Okay.
No, that's a bad hint. It wouldn't. I don't know if that's a thing.
You go. You, someone else go first.
I think I got a guess.
Okay, go ahead,
I'm going to say hang dry the laundry.
Okay. Okay.
I do think it's something to do with outside, but I think it's playing. And I think it's like playing baseball with the neighborhood.
Oh, that's okay. A good guess,
I think
Kevin.
That, you know, you don't have, unfortunately, the place to do it, and you don't have all the kids to do it with, or, the, you know, you don't have enough kids to do it.
Well, I'm going to piggyback off yours and say ride a bike.
Good old wholesome outdoor fun.
Bicycle riding.
It is something that you would do outside. It's not those answers. The answer's coming your way at 7:18 if you want to take a guess. The text line is 314-531-9898. What do kids do outside? 50% of kids did this in the 1960s, and now it's down to 13%.
Mega Minds!
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on
Weather's brought to you by Ashley. This is home. What's the weather today, Alex?
Yeah, the weather, it's cloudy day, high of 32, low of 23, and the sun's going to be back out tomorrow with a high of 46.
The next hour of commercial-free Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis is brought to you by Deerbergs. From our app to our aisles, explore new savings every day at Deerbergs.
Mega Minds!
All right, as we kick off that hour of commercial-free music, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. In the 1960s, nearly 50% of kids did this. Now it's down to 13%.
Oh, when I read these guesses, I'm like, yeah, so true. Okay, I couldn't think of any of these. Let's see. Cheryl says walk to school, a bunch of walk to school guesses. Play hide and go seek. Anna says drink water from the garden hose. Oh, yeah. Ashley from Forestell says climb trees is something kids don't do anymore. Ty says shoveling snow for money. Roller skating's a guess on here. Pam in St. Peter's. She says walk to school. Paper route from Will. Nurse Ashley says walk to school. Lou says surfing.
Man, a lot of fun guesses.
Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy, we love when you play. They say ride a bike.
A lot of good guesses, including Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy, but they were wrong. It's actually walk to school.
Walk to school. Nice job, everybody.
A lot of people got it right. Yeah, back in the day, nearly 50% of kids actually walked to school. Now only about 13% of kids actually walked to school.
Interesting.
Wow. Congrats, big winners.
Mega Minds.
All right, so we have a secret that we've been keeping. We are going to grant a make-a-wish. The kid is coming in, but we're going to fill you in on the secret and what's going to all go down right after Maroon 5 and how this will all go down. You have to keep the secret with us. One song away for finding it out.
It's beautiful, it's bittersweet.
Okay, we have a secret, and we need you to help keep this secret.
Yeah.
We are about to grant a make-a-wish for Gavin. What's going down is Gavin is sitting in our lobby right now. The radio is not on out there, so he doesn't hear this. But Gavin thinks He's coming in for a trivia contest to compete against four different people for this huge, huge trivia Y98 contest we've created.
Yeah, we're just calling it like Y98 trivia or something.
Yes.
And what we're really going to do is tell him a huge secret because he is going to be granted his wish from Make-A-Wish.
Which is go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, he's so such cool. A Chiefs fan. Like,
so
he
cool.
has a Chiefs shirt on today.
Yes.
And all he wants to do is go to the Super Bowl. And they told him that he might be able to go next year. Definitely, they can't make it happen this year.
So this is not on his radar at all.
No.
We actually have Alex. Are you ready to be an actor? Alex is going to be one of the contestants.
Yeah, I'm not very good at this trivia that we're going to do anyway.
Yeah.
Well, good. I hope not. Don't beat the poor kid.
Right. So what's going to happen is Gavin will represent his family. He thinks he's here to represent his family. He will compete against Alex and two other people from Make-A-Wish that he doesn't recognize.
Yeah.
And they are going to compete in this fake trivia contest. The winner is going to win some prize, but he doesn't realize this is all fake. This is all a ruse. And I think he seems...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I was pretty nervous because I was talking to him in the lobby, like, are you ready? You think you're going to win? He was like, no. I'm so nervous.
This kid knows everything about football. I know he's going to do really well.
Yes. Okay, so you are in on the secret. Don't tell Gavin. He doesn't know. We're bringing him into the studio. The fake trivia game goes down in one song, and then we surprise him with a trip to the Super Bowl right after Pink while we're commercial-free on Y98.
If someone told me that the world would end the end.
We're commercial-free on the Wake Up with Brett and Julian, and this is pretty cool because you've been listening on Y98, and you know that we're down to our final four to win an amazing experience here and win a trip, but you got to be one of the last people standing on the Brett and Julie's giveaway.
Y98 trivia.
The Y98 trivia.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Okay, so we have our four contestants. We have Alex, Brian, Luke, and Gavin playing. It will be last one standing, so Julie has the questions. If you get the question correct, you move on to the next round, and you have to be the last one to get all the questions correct.
Okay, here we go. Alex, you have the first question.
All right.
Who played in the first Super Bowl in 1967?
Oh, it was the Green Bay Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Alex is through first round. All right. Brian, come on in.
Come on in, Brian.
I'm nervous. I'm scared. Okay.
Okay, Brian.
I think I'm ready.
The first Super Bowl in 1967.
Wait, that was the game he just talked about.
I just did that.
I know. Can you just pay attention? Like, who's the announcer? Me or you? Are you the announcer?
Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
Brian, here we go.
I'm ready.
You better calm down or I'm going to disqualify you right away.
Okay.
The first Super Bowl in 1967, what was the temperature?
Oh, another easy one.
The temperature?
Yeah. They talked about it a lot.
His question?
They talked about it on the news in 1967.
Oh my gosh, many times. Football, cold weather. Probably was February-ish. I'm going to go 33 degrees.
That is incorrect, sir.
No.
You are wrong.
No. Can I phone a friend?
You're right.
No. Can I phone a friend?
You're the Brian, first person to miss. Everyone knows.
Wait, so I'm done.
No, yeah. It was in L.A., 72 degrees, and it wasn't in February. It was in January. They didn't even play the Super Bowl back then.
Sorry, Brian. You're out.
That's
nice
the first person to miss. Yeah, we're down to three, technically. Down to three, guys.
Luke's turn.
All right, Luke.
Okay, Luke, here is your question. What city do the Chiefs play in?
Oh, Kansas City.
That's correct! Gavin, it's your turn.
All right, Gavin, you're up.
You can do it.
I have a feeling Gavin knew the temperature one.
He probably did.
Yeah, he probably did.
He's got a Chiefs shirt on right now. This is perfect up your alley.
How you feeling?
Good.
You nervous?
No. Don't be nervous, Gavin.
Yeah, just a little bit, I'm going to be honest. Okay, okay, respect, I understand.
Here is your question, Gavin. What's the name of the Chiefs stadium?
Arrowhead.
That's Arrowhead!
Wow, a couple of easy questions in the first round. That is pretty obvious.
That is correct.
But we did lose Brian. All right. Round number two. These questions will get more difficult, Brian.
All right. Round number two of Y98 Trivia. Alex, what is the exact number of footballs used in one football season?
Oh, easy.
Oh, man.
I thought you watched SportsCenter. Why do you not know the answer? They talk about it all the time.
They don't usually run through the amount of balls used in a game, let alone in a season. I'm going to go with, how many NFL games are there a year? 16, 17? I'm going to go with 1,700.
That is incorrect.
You are out. Gavin over here answering, helping Alex. Right. That's the kind of guy Gavin is.
Nice job, Gavin. Yeah.
11,000 was the correct
11,000?
Answer.
11,000?
Yeah, I wish we could count that as your question, Gavin.
Yeah,
that
we should have counted that for you, Gavin.
Okay, Luke. Here you go. Who is playing the AFC Championship game on Sunday?
All right. Well, I know it's the Chiefs.
That's correct.
And then... is it the Bengals?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. 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 That is correct.
All right, it's a rematch of last year.
Gavin's turn.
Yep.
Our final.
Did you know? Did you know that last one? Who was playing in the AFC Championship, Gavin?
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
Nice. Okay, Gavin.
So far, you've pretty much known all the answers, huh, Gavin? Yeah. Are you nervous about this question?
Yeah.
Don't be nervous. You got it.
All right. Here's your question. What number is Patrick Mahomes?
15.
Yeah! Okay. We're down to the final two, though, guys. Final two.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're going to play one song, the final two of Y98's trivia. The biggest contest we've run all year all comes down to the final two. Luke versus Gavin, while we're commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis. We're rolling commercial free on Y98, and it's the biggest contest we run all year. It's Y98 Trivia.
This is so much fun. So we had four players, and they had to answer questions about football games coming up, and two players got knocked out.
Yeah, down to the final two. It is Luke versus Gavin. Gavin is sitting here. Gavin, how are you feeling going into the final round?
Nervous.
Nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Did you know all the answers? Are you a big Kansas City Chiefs fan?
Yeah.
Should we tell you something, though, about the contest? It's not really a contest, Gavin. Oh!
That's right.
Are you disappointed? Are you a little sad? Don't be sad, Gavin. I know you just nodded and said you were sad because you've already won the contest. Gavin, we have something really special to tell you. You're going to be going to the Super Bowl. This year. You're going to the Super Bowl in 2023, Gavin. Congratulations.
Yes.
This year, Gavin, you're going to go to the Super Bowl.
Should we let Brian from Make-A-Wish explain everything?
Yeah, come on over, Brian. Hey. Gavin, are you surprised?
Yeah.
Are you a little overwhelmed? Yeah.
He's like, this guy didn't even know the temperature. Come on.
All right.
Hey, so Gavin, I'm actually with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I brought my friend Ashley Ray, who is right over there from
Make-A-Wish.
Hi, Gavin. Are you going to the Super Bowl? Yeah? Congratulations,
Gavin! Yeah. Are you a little bit in shock right now?
So tell him everything he's going to get to go do over there.
Yeah. So Gavin, you and your family are going to fly to Phoenix for the Super Bowl in just a couple of weeks. And we have a big experience planned out for you. Okay, you're going to go to the NFL Honors. You're going to go to the Super Bowl. We've got some VIP parties for you. You're going to have a really, really good time, man. So from all of us at Make-A-Wish, we're so excited and so happy for you. You inspire us every single day. And we are privileged to be able to partner with Y98 to tell you that your wish to go to the Super Bowl is coming true.
Wow.
What do you think? What do you think?
Are you excited? All right, Gavin, take a second. Let's all take a second. Such cool news that Gavin just found out he's going to win a trip to the Super Bowl. His wish is being granted by Make-A-Wish. I want to hear Gavin's story one song away from this inspiring story on Y98 St. Louis. Oh my God, what an incredible moment just happened. Make-A-Wish has come in and let Gavin know that his wish is being granted. A huge Chiefs fan is going to the Super Bowl this year. I want to hear Gavin's story. So can mom step up to the mic? So can you tell us a little bit about Gavin's story and his journey?
Gavin was diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy at 3.5 years old. He has gone through a lot of medical treatments, always has a smile on his face, always very happy, loves hanging out with people. You know, he does have to go through a lot. He gets weekly infusions and is just such a tough guy. We always tell him he's tougher than any NFL player. So, like, this Make-A-Wish is everything for our family. Mm.
What was going through your mind when you found out he was diagnosed at 3.5? Because that's probably the scariest thing. This is your baby. This is your 3.5-year-old who has so much energy and spunk and personality. And then you find out this devastating news.
It was so heartbreaking. You know, it's a very scary condition. And, you know, we didn't really know there was any treatments out. Thank goodness, you know, Gavin does qualify for some of the treatments out there now. So, you know, it was just a really hard diagnosis.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about Make-A-Wish is it provides hope. It provides, like, happiness, and the power of that is a healing process. Seeing Gavin a little bit overwhelmed in this moment, you know, what does that mean for your hope, Mom?
It means a lot. I think this will definitely help him get through, you know, a lot of the treatments he has to go through, and just help keep a smile on his face, knowing that there's organizations like this that make your dreams come true. And this is really going to be a dream come true for Gavin. So,
I mean, it's going to be like a day or a weekend of so much fun.
Yes.
And, like, smiles and laughter. I bet, you know, laughter is very healing. So it's going to be such a fun weekend.
Yes, for sure. Gavin is going to love every second of it. Sports is his life, so he's going to love it.
Gavin, who's your favorite player on the Chiefs?
Travis Kelce.
Yeah? Do you think the Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl? They got the big game this weekend. You know sports. You know football. Are they going to beat the Bengals?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is Travis Kelce going to catch a touchdown pass?
Yeah.
What number is Travis Kelce?
Ace.
Gavin, we're so excited for you. We hope you love going to the Super Bowl. There's a huge Super Bowl experience outside of the game. I think you're going to love that, where you get to do all this cool, fun stuff. You get to have some fun with your family. And we're going to be not only cheering for the Chiefs, but we're going to be cheering for you, man. You a little bit overwhelmed?
Yeah.
I don't blame you. You just won a trip to the Super Bowl. My God, that's amazing.
What does it feel like?
Yeah.
Feels good?
Good,
man. Good. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel happy. And you got to do one thing, okay? Take a picture and you send it to us. Okay? All right.
Awesome.
All right.
All
right. Gavin, go to the Super Bowl! Go, Gavin! Yeah, look at that smile. I love it. Go, Gavin. Man, that was such a cool moment to hear Gavin win a trip to the Super Bowl.
That's so fun. I don't know if I've seen, like, you know, Make-A-Wish do things and raise money for them, but I've never been able to give a wish away like that. That was so fun.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah! That was Gavin just moments ago. If you missed it, we came up with this fake game plan there. He was coming up for a trivia contest. The trivia contest was all just a ruse. Alex was even an actor in it, and he found out he was going to the Super Bowl, and now he's going to be the Y98 representative down there.
Yeah. Like our reporter. That was fun. Nice job acting, Alex.
I appreciate it. But no, he's not just going to the Super Bowl. Like, he's going to do a bunch of cool cool stuff while he's there. Meet players. The go to the event. The NFL, like, what they got the awards event. I think he's going all the different stuff.
That is crazy. Awesome. Good for him.
He was such an awesome kid. He's hanging out with us, and he just left a second ago, but we love him. We also have Kids Bop tickets coming your way here right after the Hollywood Hashtag for you.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, in case you missed it on the snow day, the complete lineup of Super Bowl performers is finally here. The NFL announced Grammy-winning country star Chris Stapleton will sing the national anthem. Legendary R&B producer Babyface is going to do America the Beautiful. And then Cheryl Lee Ralph, who is...
From Abbott Elementary, right?
Abbott Elementary, right?
Yeah.
What is that show?
Oh, that's a great show on ABC.
Is it like about a school?
Yeah, it's a low-income school, and it's a comedy, and it's amazing.
I keep thinking it's Elementary, which is...
Like it's a detective show?
Yes,
like Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, I was like, is it the Sherlock Holmes one?
No.
Got it. Okay. Apparently she can also sing and act, and so she's going to sing Lift Every Voice. And then, of course, Rihanna takes the stage for the halftime show. Beyonce, she could set a new record at the 2023 Grammys on February the 5th. It's so funny. I didn't realize the arena is called the Crypto.com Arena.
Oh, yeah.
How weird is that?
That's where we're at now, right?
Crypto.com.
Oh, my God.
I thought crypto was over. Did something happen?
Yeah, I thought it was...
Well, they're over because it wasn't real money, and now they've invested in all these arenas.
The Crypto.com Arena is where you can see the Grammys. So if Beyonce wins 3 of her 9 That's nominations... Right. She'll tie the late classical conductor Sir George Solti for the most wins by anyone in Grammy history. If she wins 4, she will establish a new record. But she's not new to establishing record. In 2010, she became the woman with the most career Grammy wins, 28, surpassing Alison Krauss.
Wow.
It's crazy.
She's so talented.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent in her pinky. Man, I wish I had that. That's amazing.
And I think Jay-Z is up there for nominations as well, like, and tied with her. So it's just crazy to think that, like, the two of them combined have all of, like, talent. It's like nuts. Yeah. Just imagine that's what's sitting at the dinner table every night.
Do they just sit around and think, we rule the world?
Right?
You and me.
I mean, she sings about it, right?
She's,
well, at least girls rule the world.
Amen to that. That's your Hollywood Hashtag.
Let's get you hooked up with some Kids Bop tickets, parents. Look, as a parent, you're just looking for some fun stuff to do, and Kids Bop is awesome.
Kids Bop is coming in town on Sunday, August the 20th to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and you know you're going to go there and sing along to all those songs with them.
We're looking for caller 18 right now. 314-531-9898. A 4-pack of Kids Bop tickets coming your way on Y98.
Oh, girl, I like you. I do.
We like you. That's why we got rid of the commercials. We just want you to sit commercial free on your ride to work or school. And we got Kids Bop tickets out there. Shout out to Mary.
Enjoy singing all those songs.
So much fun. More tickets while we roll commercial free tomorrow. Let's get into the Throwback Throwdown.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis.
Today's best variety. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Broadcasting live from...
I said it's the Throwback Throwdown. And it's on the Wake Up.
It's the Throwback Throwdown on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Throwback Throwdown is on while we roll commercial free. How the Throwback Throwdown works is it's throwback song versus throwback song. We always battle each other out. We're not very competitive at all. There's not a lot of trash talk.
Do I get to play now?
No.
Dang it!
You lost, Julie.
I almost said a bad word.
We always have a celebrity guest judge. Michelle, thanks for judging the Throwback Throwdown.
You are so welcome. Let's see if Alex can keep his streak going.
That's right.
I appreciate it. I do appreciate that. I know I've had some hate from Nurse Ashley over the lack of wins, but it's a new year, new me, and I'm ready for it.
Right.
So I appreciate
it. New year, new me.
Alex is the current champion.
Did you win? No, you didn't. So.
Shut up, Alex.
Wow.
All right. I will be competing against this champion of trash talk over here, Alex. And we always do the Throwback Throwdown to a theme. So these throwback songs all have a theme because the Oscar nominations just came out. These are songs that all won the song for the Oscar for song for the best song, whatever it's called.
What? I didn't even know what you just said. Yeah.
These songs won the Oscar for best original song.
All right, Alex, you get to kick it off for round one.
Yeah, for mine, I kind of have a theme. I'm going a little bit with some Disney on this. And to me, this is just a feel-good song. You hear it, you're like, man, maybe I'd like to live under the water with my buddy Sebastian.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Darling, it's bitter down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day. Out in the sun they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Cute. That's a cute one.
Alex goes cute and fun, huh?
Super,
I mean, you
cute.
Got to. It's just kind of a feel good, like I said.
Who doesn't love that movie?
Feel good fun.
All right, so I'll go cute and fun too. I'll go Disney versus Disney. I thought this was the song that Alex had chosen since it's New Year, New Him. How about A Whole New World?
A whole new world. A new fantastic.
That's what I'm going to offer you, Michelle.
You. No one to tell us no. Where to go. Say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world.
It's like you and me together, Michelle, on a carpet ride.
A dazzling place.
I don't think your wife would be okay with that, buddy.
If I had a carpet, she would be okay with anything I did. A magic carpet?
It's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm
Michelle, do you want to be in a whole new world with me or under the sea with Alex?
Do you want to ride on a carpet with a married man or hang out with fun Alex?
Yeah.
Jeez, oh my God. The way
make it, you're redeeming yourself.
You're
I
redeeming.
Love it.
Wow. Michelle, don't let Julie sway you.
Such a hard one. Such a hard one. I am going to have to go with Alex because that was the song at my wedding 26 years ago.
Yes! Yes!
What a fun wedding. Yes. She
how
knows
did Alex know that?
That's cute.
Down where it's winter, take it from me.
Was Alex at your wedding?
How
was he playing the wedding?
Like, did you dance to that song? Or what do you mean it was at your wedding?
Well, we did a flash mob.
We danced to that song.
We did a flash mob.
At her wedding,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Damn. All right.
Wow. I love that. That's so funny.
And you know, I've been to a lot of weddings. And might I say, yours was... just
did
one of the top notch
weddings. Married her.
Right? Yeah, wow. It was a great wedding.
Wow, nice. I didn't know Alex and Michelle were so close. Now that I know what I'm working against, I got to make some adjustments. Rounds 2 and 3 coming your way right after Doja Cat Vegas on Y98 St. Louis. His microphone just fell off a stand.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know.
Oh, wow.
I knew
this
it was
is like
up.
Troubling. Let me
I'll
see if I can get under.
That's right. I'll just hold it. I'll fix it during the next song.
The throwback throwdown is on. How the throwback throwdown works is throwback song versus throwback song. Julie's microphone just literally fell off.
She's
this arm that's in the studio.
Mic
she's holding
drop.
A whole microphone.
I dropped. Nice job, Kevin.
Mic drop for Julie. Michelle is our guest judge and having fun with us. So thanks for coming on and judging, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
Alex won round one. Now, the theme of the Throwback Throwdown is songs that won Best Original Song at the Oscars because the Oscar nominations just came out. So, Alex, you get to kick it off for round two.
Yeah, to kick this one off, keep the Disney theme going. This will surprise you.
Another Disney song?
Well, I'm going to keep
Come
it going.
On,
it's
man.
Not originally
he
Disney.
He won last
That's
round
true.
With Disney.
That's
now,
true.
This company just recently merged with Disney. Paramount and Disney now are, so it's technically under the Disney umbrella.
Okay.
But enough of that. I mean,
look at this guy, Michelle.
Honestly, overall, it's just got to be one of the all-time greatest movie songs of all time. And Michelle, no matter what, forever and always, my heart will go on with you.
Oh, damn.
That's beautiful.
It's a nice reminder.
Can I just enjoy it for a minute? Can
no.
you just shush?
It's a reminder. It's a reminder of when we lost one of the greatest men of all time, Jack, because Rose was selfish and wouldn't move over. We don't need that reminder of how we lost Jack and lost
Hot Leo.
Don't
go off on women
yeah, but
like
it's
that,
also
okay?
a reminder of how you can continue to love someone even after they die.
Wow. That was good.
Wow.
Damn, okay.
Right?
Continue. What, Brett?
I still love Leo. And I would have moved over for Leo. All right. Since we're going like one of the biggest songs versus one of the biggest songs, let's just give it to one of the biggest artists.
Purple Rain. Purple
Rain. Now let's just throw some heavy hitters. I had to throw some heavy hitters out there.
Purple Rain.
All right, Michelle, you're in control, though. Thank God you're in control, not Julie.
All right, Alex, even though I will love you forever and ever, I have to go with Brett on this one.
No, that's okay. I want to play my third song anyway. I'm confident with it, so that's okay.
Wow.
Wow, this guy's like, I don't even need round two. Okay.
No.
All right.
Don't let go, Alex.
I'm ready.
Don't let go. Alex, your game is sinking like the Titanic, man. Round three. The trash talk continues. So does the fun as we roll commercial free for the Throwback Throwdown right after this Throwback with Brittany.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
I said it's the Throwback Throwdown.
Throwdown.
And it's on the Wake Up.
It's the Throwback Throwdown on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Let's go. The Throwback Throwdown is on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We're commercial free. And what the Throwback Throwdown is, it's throwback song versus throwback songs. Basically like our version of like a rap battle. We're battling each other out. And it gets pretty competitive, especially if Julie's involved in any way, shape, or form.
That's right. Am I winning? Just kidding.
We always have a celebrity guest judge. That is Michelle, who's doing a wonderful job, especially in round two. Just do exactly what you did in round two, which was vote for me.
I got you, Brad. I got you.
Okay.
What about me?
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Good job.
No,
good job, Michelle. So you know how it works. So how it works is we each play a throwback song, and then Michelle will judge which throwback song she likes better. The theme is, because the Oscar nominations just came out, all of these songs actually won Best Original Song at the Oscars. And since I won round two, I will kick it off with round three. And I just have to put Alex in his place. This is a rap battle, and when it comes to rap battles, there's only one guy you want to compete with you, and that's my guy, Eminem off 8 Mile. Come on! Like Alex. Alex blows his opportunities. Eminem! That's how you rap battle? That's no one can beat Eminem in a rap battle.
Actually, they can.
No, yeah, I kind of knew that one was coming, so I left that one to you, and you're going to lose yourself because I'm over here.
Nice one.
Nice. Oh, what a dig.
Well, so I'm over here.
Mic drop.
I've got no worries. Michelle's got no worries. It's going to be a great year. You know who else has no worries? They said it the best. Hakuna Matata.
Another
Hakuna
Disney song.
Matata. Yeah.
It's a wonderful
what
day.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
Come on, sing it. This guy works for Disney.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
I got some worries.
Michelle. Philosophy.
Sing it, Brett.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, that's a fun song.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what you think, sister.
Well, you know, Brett's right. Opportunity just comes once in a lifetime, like Eminem says. But the motto to live by is Hakuna Matata. So I gotta give it to Alex.
No!
Michelle! Hakuna Matata.
Woo!
What a wonderful
it's
phrase.
A terrible phrase.
Michelle's got no worries.
No, I have lots of worries about Michelle.
Alex won again.
Right. Nurse Ashley. Listen
Add
to Alex
to the tally board.
Yeah. Alex, who's struggling 2022 in the Throwback Throwdown, is undefeated in 2023.
Wow.
And undefeated the whole month of January. This is it. This is the last
it's
one in
amazing.
January.
Wow,
he went through the first month. Alex, not losing.
Got a lot of people to thank. But
my girlfriend. Disney songs.
Michelle.
That's one person. Michelle is definitely on that list.
Yep.
And, you know, I'd like to obviously thank Nurse Ashley for doubting. Without the doubters out there, you don't strive for greatness and excel to where you need to be in life. And, you know, it's got me to where I am right now. So. Thank you.
Who you
people.
Are right now, the winner the of
winner.
The Throwback Throwdown.
Julie, you compete against him next week. Kick his ass.
I know, my gosh,
this guy,
apparently.
It's gone too long, Michelle. Look
Go
at this.
Down.
Give me the belt.
Michelle, you are awesome. Thanks for judging. Coming up and keep it moving right after Taylor Swift on Y98 St. Louis.
I have this thing where I get older, but
it is obvious that Taylor Swift is the biggest star on the planet, and if you missed it earlier, we're giving you tickets to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, not only tickets to see one of the hardest shows to get tickets to, but we're going to send you to Vegas to see Taylor Swift.
We are not playing in 2023. We had a flyaway trip to Adele in Vegas, and now, starting next week, We're going to fly you to Vegas to see Taylor Swift, but you have to know the song of the day.
Yeah, so you listen every day at 7:10. We'll tell you what the song of the day is. They have to listen all day until you hear us play it.
Yep, and we'll play before 10 a.m., so you have to listen at 7:10 to know the song of the day to have the advantage, because it's pretty hard to win if you don't know the song of the day.
That's true.
So 7:10 Monday, find out what the song of the day is and your chance to fly away to see Taylor Swift in Vegas. Let's do some viral stories.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For keep it moving, we take a look at the internet. I read a headline. Julie tells me if you want to hear the story or not. She says either keep it moving or tell me more. Got 2 minutes on the clock. Here we go, Julie. Gen Z is killing emails.
I don't even know what Gen Z really means, so keep it moving.
Okay.
XZYQ, I have no idea who anybody is.
Ben and Jerry's is launching 2 new flavors.
Oh, I need to hear about ice cream, yes.
Boston cream pies taste like custard-filled donuts, features vanilla custard ice cream, cake pieces, and pastry cream swirls.
Oh.
Sounds delicious. And then raspberry cheesecake, 2 new flavors coming to Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Customs ruined a collector's item.
Oh no, what'd they do?
It was an original sealed copy of Pokemon Yellow, whatever that is. But I guess this magazine is worth $10,500 when it's sealed. When they went through customs with it, customs ripped it open.
Oh no!
To rip open the seal and flip through it and stuff like that. Cost this person $10,500 because they went through customs.
Wow.
They probably should have known better than to take it through customs like that, right?
Yeah, I guess so. That's a pretty big deal, right? TikTok has a button that can make anyone go viral.
What is it?
It's a top secret feature that people are saying that have worked for TikTok, that they literally click this button and they call it heating, and they make specific videos go achieve a certain number of views. TikTok employees say, yep, they get to pick and choose what goes viral, that what we feed to your algorithm, we choose it all the time.
Wow.
Interesting. Nuts.
Yeah, ex-employees are revealing their secrets. Hormel releases chili cheese brew.
Chili cheese brew. Okay, tell me about that.
It's perfect in time for the Super Bowl. They're going to release a chili cheese dip beer. It's going to taste like a Pilsner with chili cheese dip, all just mixed into one little glass for you.
That sounds fun.
Sounds disgusting and
I'll try it.
And awesome at the same time.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Like this. So things are about to get interesting for Dare Dice. Every single Thursday, we roll dice. Whoever rolls the lowest number has to do a crazy, ridiculous dare. This week, it's a mystery dare.
That's right. A mystery dare that is going to be so much fun. Only I know what the mystery dare is. And the girls from Girl Talk are going to be in tomorrow. It's a Girl Talk takeover. So we're all going to have fun.
So we have to roll the dice. Whoever rolls the lowest number will have to do this crazy, ridiculous mystery dare that only Julie knows. You will find out the dare tomorrow at this exact time.
Exactly.
Let's all roll. You can still lose, though, even though you know the mystery dare, right?
I can still lose, okay. Yeah. I hope I don't lose because I don't really want to do this one.
You need to roll.
Go ahead, Julie.
Oh,
you have to roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll. I got a 5. Oh,
that's a beatable number.
That's a beatable number.
I got a 2 last time.
Come on, Kat. Low number. No low number.
I got a 7.
Dang!
Alex.
I got also a 7.
10.
Oh, oh, I knew the mystery dare.
Julie!
That's not fun.
She's changing.
I know so the what? Mystery.
She's going to change the mystery? The mystery up.
I'm not telling you the mystery till tomorrow, Alex.
Okay, tomorrow at this time. Find
it's
out
eat a bowl of cheese.
What that dare is.
I'm going to change it tonight.
And yeah. The cup. Yeah, the prank is on Julie, maybe, because yeah, no one knows what the dare is. She's going to switch the dare
you
tomorrow.
You know what? Maybe we'll roll more again with the Girl Talk girls.
Oh, that's
because
a good
they
idea.
Didn't roll yet, and they're going to be in here. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
All right.
Going to see if I can make them lose.
Julie's making up the rules as she goes.
She's a little
throwing her friends under the bus.
I love when it's just me.
The last hour of commercial-free Wake Up with...
It doesn't have to be a secret. What is the prank that you used to do? Does anyone have a prank that they used to pull off all the time or they used to get in trouble for or pulled off a huge high school prank? 314-531-9898. Alex does something, which you call them what, Julie?
Psycho.
A psycho.
Because it involves an axe, right?
It does.
Yeah, that's crazy.
An axe.
What did you used to do in high school?
Kevin's
Alex?
Like, I carry an axe in my car. Right. What are you talking about?
Kevin does carry an axe. You guys are.
That's weird.
We work with some crazy people.
We do. Thank God we're normal.
Yeah, we used to carry an axe in our car. So, you know, normal high schoolers would do the little teepee prank or maybe put some signs in somebody's yard. We my buddies and I, my buddies specifically, Greg and Tyler. I'll call them out by name. Greg and Tyler and I would ride around, and they'd keep an axe in the trunk of the car, and
we
always
good.
Thought, what's something that's just, like, going to completely shock somebody? So right now, like, thinking back, like, yes, it's crazy.
You're embarrassed.
I support nature, but we used to chop down trees in people's yards.
Like, how big were these trees? Because they can't be too big. You could, like, fall in their
some
house.
Some of them. Well, we didn't cut it too close to the house. We made sure it was, like, out in the yard a little bit. Maybe that pathway between the street and, like,
who are you guys? And the sidewalk. Was it Paul Bunyan?
Right.
Yeah. But at the rush, you'd get it. It'd be dark. It'd be silent out there. And you'd
hear axe in the dark. Just don't try to help.
The crack of that axe hitting the tree, and then it would echo. It was like a rush going through your body. But then, like, imagine these people wake up, they come out, and their tree is chopped down the next day.
That is terrible. That costs a lot of money. Yeah, I've had to have trees removed.
Well, like I said,
they got to get them chopped more removed.
That's really expensive. You're right. That's a job. That's not a prank. You probably did someone a favor. It's like, now I don't have to call the tree removal place. It just seems like a lot of work for a prank.
I don't know that
how
we necessarily...
How hard is it to cut down a tree?
It's pretty tough.
Like, that's hard.
Pretty tough, but when you take turns, it's like you take your swing, hand the axe off, and then next person up in line, take their swing, and it's a rotation, but... You know,
Julie's gonna call you like, "Hey, you guys want to pull a prank and cut down my tree so I don't have to pay hundreds of dollars?"
Yeah,
it was terrible.
It was pretty intense.
It's like thousands of dollars. Right. Yeah. I've had trees fall in my backyard.
You know, a lot of the time, we had
Alex will come do it as a prank, Julie. Yeah.
But we had decent reason. There was one time we got asked to leave a party, and we were like, "Well, screw that. We're cutting down their tree before we leave." My buddy Greg says, grab the axe.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Started chopping.
Did you ever get caught doing it?
Terrible.
Never got caught doing it.
Wow.
How do you cut down a tree with an axe? I feel like that's a long process. You guys are at a party.
Strength.
And who's...
Apparently.
Strength.
Is Greg the green giant? He just comes down his axe. One swing of the axe, he's cut down
a
tree.
Yeah, Greg actually, he's a big dude.
He's a monster.
He's a monster. But small but mighty. I would come in there. I'd come in there with the short quick.
He's shown his how he would do it. He's shown his technique off.
Short and quick.
But I mean, think about that. You wake up the next morning, you walk out, your tree, like, part of your tree is chopped down. Now when we didn't chop, there was one time there was one time we wanted to do something different from the chopping. So what we did was we actually planted a bush.
Oh, we washed their car.
planted a bush in somebody's yard.
You planted a bush. Wow. That was at least nice.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't
promoting
in the
nature.
Best, yeah, it wasn't in the
you
best
You planted
like,
a bush
in
I can't
their
believe
yard,
you.
But yeah, we definitely we lived on the edge a little bit when it came to pranks.
We lived on the edge. We were gardeners.
Nobody can compare to that.
No. We're the tree company here to take care of this. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Did any of them go into the tree chopping down business? You should have. Sound like you're pretty damn good at it.
Yeah.
Nobody went into the tree chopping business. I do have a tree chopping client, Gamma Tree. So I don't know that they'd like that. I don't know that they'd like that that I did this, because I was, if we're telling the truth, I was cutting down pretty healthy trees.
Alex, a caller is calling in right now, actually on line three, that said that their house was actually the venom, like it was a criminal
There's
activity.
No way.
Yeah, that you actually cut down their tree. They want to talk to you.
Oh, no. Let's hear it.
You're
who
busted.
Is it?
No, I'm just joking.
You're busted. Now you owe them money.
No proof, all right?
Has anyone ever done a crazy, ridiculous prank? No one's going to be able to top Alex because this is the most ridiculous prank. But you actually used to do something silly or ridiculous as a kid, like cut down a tree. 314-531-9898. After hearing about the prank that Alex used to do in high school, Julie called him a psycho.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Him and his friends would carry an axe around. I mean, that's nutsy.
And they would cut down people's trees as a prank.
That is right. not advised.
No.
Might we say not advised to do at home because it is not legal. I'm not admitting to a crime.
But you are admitting to a crime.
Right, yeah.
Somebody did text in, by the way, and said cutting down trees on public or in people's yards or on public property is vandalism.
Yeah, that's messed up.
So
man.
Just FYI, don't do what Alex did.
My dad also texted.
These days you'll be thrown in jail for that.
My dad also texted and said he used to do this, Alex. So Apparently, my dad used to do the same thing.
Oh, that's my crazy. God. Wow. I've never heard of that before.
He was actually the one that kept the axe in his
car. He inspired you. Oh, my God. 314-531-9890. And if you've ever done a ridiculous or crazy prank, there's a crazy one on the text line.
Which one is it?
No, that was the crazy one on the text line.
To remind people, don't cut trees down.
Don't cut down trees. It's vandalism.
Plus thousands of dollars.
Lynn, your daughter, you did a crazy prank. What happened?
So my daughter was in botany class, and she came up with this idea to buy these little tiny dinosaurs off of Amazon and label each one with the teacher's name and room number, and says, if found, return to, you know, Mr. So-and-so's room. And she scattered them throughout the school. He started getting flooded with all these dinosaurs, and he couldn't figure out where they were coming from. And people were, like, fighting over trying to find them. They had no idea who did it. And one day, my daughter walked into class, and he said, have you been releasing dinosaurs with my name on them? And she just lost it.
That's cute.
Ended up taking it farther, but he wrote in her yearbook, he said, I will be finding dinosaurs until I retire. And I can make that happen.
That's awesome.
That
good
is
clean
cute.
Fun,
that's, see, that's what you should do, Alex, because yeah, that doesn't hurt anybody. Yeah. It's funny.
And then Alex went and cut his tree down. Nurse Ashley, what did you do when you were 7-8 that was your, like, funny prank?
So it was like a snow day, and we would take those, like, plastic sand shovels and flick snow at cars that were driving by.
Oh, no.
So my friend decides to, like, dig down. She puts mud and rocks in it.
Oh, no.
Flicks it and hit the guy's windshield.
Yeah.
And actually cracked his windshield.
We would do it as we were driving by. We would take the passenger, would throw pennies out of the car and hit other people's cars as they were driving by.
No.
And some guy turned around and chased us down. And then my buddy pulls over and he said, it was this guy. He told on
me.
Yeah, he's like, I was driving the car. So it was my guy. I didn't know he was going to throw coins out. I'm like, dude, why are you going to do that to me?
Troublemaker.
That's what happens. Usually everyone runs, and then they just leave the one guy behind.
The slowest guy.
That was me, the slow guy. Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We are going to talk about Jeremy Renner. There's another update from him on how he's doing, and I'll tell you what it is after this in 3 minutes.
This is your Hollywood hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, Jeremy Renner, he's at home now. He's undergoing physical therapy and doing pretty good. He said it's a tough road back, though. We are hearing some more details about what happened on the scary New Year's accident. According to a police report, the Marvel star was pulled under his snowplow and crushed when he was trying to stop it from hitting his adult nephew. The accident occurred after Jeremy used the plow to tow his nephew's car, tow his nephew's truck out of the snow. And he exited the vehicle without setting the emergency brake. The snowplow reportedly slid sideways, heading towards his nephew. And then he tried to stop it, suffered more than 30 broken bones. I say he got off, you know, pretty well, according to being run over by a snowplow. No, that is nuts.
It just seems like a series of unfortunate events, because if he doesn't jump in and try to stop it and maybe, you know, whatever, the nephew doesn't get out of the way.
Exactly.
But then Jeremy gets these 30 bones crushed. Like, wow.
Neil Patrick Harris, he made a cameo in the season 2 premiere of How I Met Your Father as Barney, his How I Met Your Mother character. The showrunner said the cameo was just a tease. There's plenty more coming. They say by the time his appearance on our show is over, people will feel really satisfied by what they've seen. They've also discussed plot lines for other original characters. Let's see. Kobe Smulders made a cameo, who played Robin. And let's see. Fans are going to have little Easter eggs in there that will be satisfying. Sophie, played by Hilary Duff, and Kim Cattrall will also be in it as well. That's kind of fun. So that's on Hulu, How I Met Your Father.
Awesome.
Episodes are every Tuesday. That's your Hollywood hashtag. Oh, it's time to talk about some cute animals. It's Pet of the Week time on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. And today's pup is from Care STL, and what a cutie pie. So we need to help Snowy find a brand new home, because Snowy has been living at the shelter, part of the system, for 368 days. He's had a couple foster breaks and has done really well. Had an adoption, but that was short-lived. I guess it's kind of a common occurrence because the dog just didn't really fit well in that house, which is the nice part about getting a rescue dog, because if you bring the dog home, you're like, oh, this dog has too much energy for us or not enough energy for us. Then you can come back and find another one that works for you. So this dog is super cute. Snowy is like a white pity, and you'll see pictures of how loving he is. Shelter favorite for sure. A lot of the pictures are of the shelter staff's cuddling with Snowy. He does take time to build relationships, so someone that can give him the time to warm up to you. And he definitely does warm up. It breaks everybody's hearts seeing him in the shelter like that. So he deserves so much happiness. Find him a home. Check him out on our Instagram page. And let's share his story so we can get Snowy in a home.
So heartbreaking that over a year, Snowy just hasn't had a home.
Like, I know. Yeah.
Think about it like from a personal perspective. If you didn't have a house, you didn't have a home for over a year, like how devastating, how heartbroken you would be. So let's make sure Snowy finds a home.
Yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out over Instagram. He's dog friendly, crate trained, potty trained, and ready for an awesome house.
The music you hear on Y98 is...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.